This is such an engaging story from our gospel lesson about Jesus calling these fishermen and them immediately dropping everything they're doing to follow him. You can just sense the excitement that there must have been in the air when Peter and Andrew and James and John left their boats, they left their jobs, they even left their family and just took off and just had to follow Jesus. It's interesting to see from this story that it wasn't about them telling him telling people that they had to repent in order to follow, or that they even had to believe in order to follow. He didn't ask them if they loved him, except later he asked that of Peter, or if they would worship him, or if they would lay down their lives for him. He just asked them to follow him. And they did. They were invited just as is. They didn't have to provide credentials. They didn't have to have a diploma from, you know, Torah University. They didn't need any of those kind of prerequisites in order to be invited. Whatever gifts they would need, the gifts would be given. Whatever empowering they would need, it would happen. And they dropped their nets, and they made a choice. And the choice was to act. In the epistle reading today, Paul was writing to the church in Corinth and telling them, don't wait, quit waiting, get moving now for living the life of being the people of God in the kingdom of God. You don't have to wait. Christ already lives inside you. So start acting like it now and live that way now. Now is the time. The kingdom of God is already here. Born in our midst, whenever two or three of us are gathered together. These four fishermen weren't lured into following Jesus because he was able to teach some philosophical argument about who God is. What drew them was the personal invitation to follow him. It was a call to do something, to take action. This message is not of Jesus demanding instant conversion, but inviting them into action. So, for us to reflect on that, it begs the question, how are we doing in our call to action, being people of action, following Jesus? Before I joined you here, you already had started putting together programs in place so that you could return from being in this status within the church of being a restoration parish to being in full parish status. It's taken a lot of hard work. It's taken a lot of focus. It's taken some hard decisions to make. And we'll find out for sure in a month or two. But I'm quite confident you've done it. You did it. You took the action and you've accomplished it. You and Reverend Amy dreamed a big, hairy, audacious goal, a BHAG, a few years ago about having a bilingual preschool here. And I just honor you so much for making that commitment because it really is a blessing to this whole community. And it certainly does also help St. Luke's financially, and it did this past year, and you'll see that at the annual meeting. But I think the more important thing, to be honest, I mean, certainly it helps financially, but to show that what we stand for, to have these children taught about God, taught about Jesus at the age that they're being exposed to it, is a real blessing to them and to us. And it took focus, it took hard work to get the license, it took a lot of work to make the physical changes to the building, to get grants, to hire people. And you did it. So you've taken the action. Your hearts have been touched by the needs of the homeless and the poor and the abused. And so you've developed these great support programs that are so fun for me to join you in them with the Community Food Bank and with Chamberlain's and with Emmaus House and Our Father's House, and to really have a chance to have as deep of an impact as we can on these organizations already in place. We're not big enough to do it ourselves, but we can sure pitch in and help the people who already have those programs in place. And you very effectively take Hollister community events as opportunities to do great outreach. And you do it. You make it happen. So there are lots of ways action is being taken. The doing of things like this requires that you be willing to change priorities in life, to choose differently, to think differently, to live life another way, to live life the way we're called to live it, following Jesus. This is about choosing to participate, not only to a belief system about who God is, but to act, to make things happen that we know please God. So our faith journey isn't so much a consumer model of just coming to receive. It's more like being partners in a startup company. And I relate that to my experiences calling on people at HP and later Apple. When I arrived in Silicon Valley, it was in 1981, and one of the companies I called on was HP, and I talked to some of the engineers who used to work with Steve Wozniak, and they told me about how Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak went to the management of HP saying, "We want to make something that would be a personal computer." And the management said, "Yeah, right." So Steve left HP, and they formed Apple because they were so convinced in the power of this dream, and they wanted to fulfill it. And so what they created are exciting products that literally have changed the world, right? I mean, they really changed the world, the way we work and the way we manage our lives with PCs and laptops and having digital online music, having phones that aren't really phones anymore. They're really handheld PCs that have a day planner and a telephone built into them, all in one. Startups begin with a vision, but they don't thrive until they turn that vision into action. And what you and I do as people of God is not only about our being here on Sunday mornings to share and worship, that certainly is important, but it's also about dropping our nets in order to live our life in God's kingdom here and now, not waiting, living in the kingdom of God here and now. There's just such a wonderful atmosphere in the church office here during the week. I wish there was a way to bottle it up and send a bottle of it to each of you, because it's just so cool. It's very empowering. We welcome a visiting family who decide to have their little, 2.5-year-old child come to school here because they've heard such great things about what we do here. A homeless person stops in and demands to see the father because they want some money to buy food. Someone calls in on the phone and wants money, needs money to help pay an electric bill. I pay a visit to the community food bank, and I'm made an offer by the director there for us to have a St. Luke service day where we could come in and just help for 3 hours or so to put food away on the shelves or to help distribute food. Canon Brian Nordwick offers to come and preach here. Two of our teachers, Stella and Lynette, decide they've seen too much worn-out toys out in the playground, so they just grab their pickup trucks and they come in on a Saturday dressed in jeans and they take two trips to the dump, cleaning up that area so it now is just a beautiful, usable area between the parish hall and the preschool and the parish house. Take a look if you get a chance today. They didn't do that because anybody told them to. They just wanted it to look that way. So they took action. I contacted this awesome music group asking if they could support a Taze service this coming Thursday that would be attended by the churches around Hollister. And every single person immediately said, "Yes, I'm in. That all happened, that whole list, just in the last 2 weeks. And it's about us putting it into action. Our challenge from Jesus is to live the kingdom of God now, to accept the invitation, to be willing to drop our nets, and to look for chances to fish for people. And Jesus wants us to follow him as is, Whatever gifts we need will be given, just as they have been. Whatever empowering we need to happen will happen, as it has. Our faith decision is to follow, to act, to move, to change, to build, to experiment, and to grow in our complete reliance that God will bless what we do. What an invitation this is before our annual meeting next Sunday, because that annual meeting is where we set the stage for our fellowship and worship and discipleship and ministry and mission, all these ways we take action in the name of God. Are you ready? I'm looking forward to 2018. Let's go. Amen.